This is the Hoosier Ag Today Thursday podcast. It's the 20th of June, 2024. I'm Andy Eubank, joining Eric Pfeiffer with hat news today, including more news from the very hot Indiana FFA State Convention. And we visit a part of Indiana that boasts a very good early corn crop. Hat Chief Meteorologist Ryan Martin details the continuing July-like weather here in the second half of June. And after a holiday break in the markets yesterday, Carl Setzer is here with what might impact the markets as trade resumes today. The Hat Podcast is brought to you by First Farmers Bank and Trust. Experience banking built on heart, grit, and agriculture. Visit FFBT.com and stop by your local branch to talk about your ag operation today.
At First Farmers Bank and Trust, agriculture has been a cornerstone of our business for more than 135 years. Our personal relationships within the ag community run deep for multiple generations. If you're looking for a financial partner that knows, understands, and supports agriculture, we want to hear from you. Let's grow success together. Visit us online at FFBT.com or visit any of our branches to meet an ag expert in your area. First Farmers Bank and Trust. Member FDIC. Equal Opportunity Lender.
The Soil and Water Outcomes Fund is working with growers to implement new conservation practices such as tillage reduction, cover crop implementation, or extended crop rotation. Tyler Rausch is Indiana's field program representative for the Soil and Water Outcomes Fund. He says the program will not only reduce erosion and improve your soil health, but you'll also receive monetary compensation for putting these practices into place.
Last year, our average payment was $33 an acre. Nice thing about that is you receive a free estimate before signing the contract with the Soil and Water Outcomes Fund. We need to be looking to implement a new conservation practice. So the key piece is there's something new on your operation.
In 2023, the Soil and Water Outcomes Fund enrolled over 300,000 acres and provided over $10.5 million in payments to farmers. To learn more about how to enroll in their program, check out theoutcomesfund.com.
Another Indiana FFA State Convention update and a crop update from West Central Indiana. I'm Eric Pfeiffer. This is Hoosier Ag Today. Students in blue corduroy jackets braved the 90-plus degree heat as they walked across the Purdue University campus Wednesday as the Indiana FFA State Convention continued. It concludes today with the installation of new state officers. I caught up with members from the Tri-County FFA chapter Wednesday morning. You can catch our chat in the video on our Facebook page at Hoosier Ag Today. Proudly presented by McDonald's of Greater Indiana, they're excited to usher in the next generation of Hoosier farmers and agriculturalists. Ava Woods, Tri-County FFA incoming vice president, shared what convention week has been like so far.
It's a lot of fun. We're also very busy. It is very tiring, but it is a lot of fun. I mean, I started this week on Monday with Vet Science, and we did okay. I mean, not top four, but hey, we did good. And then yesterday, I competed in prepared public speaking as well as having a plant soil science demo.
Ava shared more about her prepared public speaking competition, telling me that it was a 6 to 8 minute speech she wrote and presented to judges who then asked her some questions.
Mine was about ag advocacy and focusing more on the livestock industry and advocating for the livestock industry, because ag advocacy is such a broad topic that I could talk about grain farming or animal agriculture, but I decided with animals of my own and with my mom as a large animal vet, I decided to focus more on the animal agricultural industry.
Again, you can catch the video on our Facebook page or on our website, HoosierAgToday.com. As mentioned, it has been hot. And there's a garden spot of cornfields just west of Indianapolis that's handling the temperatures pretty well. Andy Eubank has details.
Eric Warnoff is a field sales representative at Channel Seeds covering West Central Indiana. He says corn there has recovered nicely from downpours after Mother's Day.
All in all, everything has really kind of evened up a little bit. The heat that we've had here recently, the corn all got side dressed and sprayed very timely this year. We're very blessed with that. There were a few windows to get that done, and now everything's starting to even up. But even the replant is looking pretty good. That's you know, only 4 to 5 inches tall right now.
But Warnoff says it is certainly time for a drink of water.
Absolutely. You know, with a heavy, wet spring like we've had, we got stuff put in. Some of the tail end of planting, of course, was put into less than ideal conditions. We were opening ground up to get it aired out to plant. And then we get those heavy, you know, 2, 4, 5 inch rains, and the ground conditions really got very tight. And of course, whenever we get heavy pounding rains, we push all the oxygen out. So our shallow roots have been kind of mitigated a little bit by some heat and some drier weather here recently, but we would not turn down any rain from this point on towards the end of the month.
The West Central Indiana soybean crop is having more of a struggle than most of the corn.
You know, the soybeans, again, we go back to planting date, Andy. The early planted beans, you know, they're in that fourth and fifth trifoliate range. They're about, you know, a foot tall right now, so they're making their own nitrogen. Nodulation looks pretty good, even though we've got some tight soils. But right now, I would rate the soybean crop across West Central Indiana at about a 60% good. 40% would be in that kind of iffy range that we just need time and water.
Warnoff says many soybean field weeds are taller than the beans themselves as farmers try to keep up with spraying. He feels both weed and insect emergence have been moved up a couple of weeks from normal. More on that in the full Hat and Channel Seeds growing season update at HoosierAgToday.com and our free mobile app. I'm Andy Eubank.
And I'm Eric Pfeiffer, Hoosier Ag Today, Indiana's Farm Network.
Farmers need flexibility, which is why Farm Credit Mid-America offers farm real estate loans with flexible options built for farmers. With a wide range of loan products and competitive interest rates, we are able to tailor a farm real estate loan to meet your needs. If you're thinking about expanding your farm, visit us at fcma.com/real estate to learn more. Loan subject to credit approval. Additional terms and conditions may apply. Farm Credit Mid-America is an equal opportunity lender.
Attention farmers and equipment dealers, are you tired of premature wear and tear plaguing your John Deere combine? Say goodbye to frequent replacements and hello to durability with meticulously crafted John Deere wear parts from Eile Fabrications. Eile uses superior metal materials to ensure extended wear for your combine. Their premium quality parts won't break the bank. Elevate your harvest season. Visit Eile Fabrications online, ihlefabrications.com. Store, protect, repair. Eile Fabrications.
I'm Chief Meteorologist Ryan Martin with Hoosier Ag Today's Indiana Farm Forecast. As we take a look at the setup here across the state, I do not think we're looking at very good chances at pop-up thunderstorms here for the balance of the week. Today, Thursday, seems a little bit too warm. I think we cap the atmosphere, cap our convection from really getting going. It has a much better chance at popping up in parts of Michigan and the Great Lakes. So I'm calling it fully dry here today. Same story tomorrow as we get into the hottest days of the week, in my opinion. And Saturday, we're also warm. However, we do have a frontal boundary on the move for overnight Saturday night into Sunday. Slightly better precipitation potential as we see it this morning versus what we've been seeing out of this front earlier in the week. That doesn't mean we all get something. I still think only 60% coverage, but we can see anywhere from a few hundredths to maybe half an inch out of that 60% coverage. That is better than the 30% coverage we had earlier in the week and just a few hundredths. So it's better, but don't count on it. If you need rain, and there's a lot of us that do, don't look for that Saturday night, early Sunday front to solve your problems. We are much more comfortable for Sunday afternoon, and we start the week off on Monday with some pretty nice air in here behind that frontal boundary. Temperatures start to heat back up Tuesday, and then we have heat-based instability that we deal with Wednesday, Thursday, Friday. I'm not seeing big rains, but I see chances with the heat and humidity through most of the rest of next week. I think you get into next Friday night, Saturday. That's our next good well-organized frontal boundaries arrival, and it's going to bring us anywhere from a half to 1.5 inches if things hold together the way we're seeing right now. I will caution you, though, dryness usually begets more dryness, and so this hot, dry pattern may make it so that we need a super system to try and come through and be able to have moisture hold together to get all the way to our surface here. So I'm a little concerned about the dryness in our atmospheric column really kind of hamstringing any kind of significant storm system development as we move through next week. Time will tell, but that's on my mind here this week. That's a look at your forecast update. I'm meteorologist Ryan Martin.
McDonald's of Indiana proudly supports our local farmers and suppliers. McDonald's sources millions of their products from the talented farmers here in the Hoosier State. As you gather to celebrate this year's Indiana FFA State Convention, remember to fuel your passion with your McDonald's favorites. Download the McDonald's app now and order with ease. McDonald's, I'm loving it. This is Hoosier Ag Today's Wednesday Farm Market Review. I'm Ian DeEubank. No markets to report on Wednesday because of the federal holiday. I did check in with Carl Setzer for some market analysis, though. Carl, the markets on Tuesday turned around, ending a skid in corn and soybean losses of a number of sessions in a row, dating back to last week and then again on Monday. So a turnaround, but how impressive is it really, and how much can we expect that will build on the gains from Tuesday when the markets open up on Thursday?
Yeah, we did have a good recovery in Tuesday's trade here. The thing is, Andy, it really all we did was get back what we lost on Monday. And so we're kind of sitting here net zero for the week, looking at what there is for, you know, the market really struggling for fresh fundamental information right now. And when I say that, it's both the bullish side and the bearish side. And that's why we've started to see this two-sided trade develop, where we have these, you know, 5-10 cent gains one day, and then we jump back the next day, really associated with this fund positioning and balancing. And of course, to start the week, it was kind of it's an odd week. We had 2 days that the board was open, closed for Wednesday's session, and then trade back open Thursday and Friday of this week. So we had this volatility in the trade and this choppiness. Just we couldn't find a true direction to start the week. Likely going to carry through the end of the week. And what we're going to see is a transition to more positioning for trade already looking to June 28th when we get the stocks and acreage report. And again, that's just adding to the volatility and these wide price swings we're seeing in an overall sideways market.
Crop conditions out on Monday, hard to ignore those as they fall back, the good to excellent for corn and beans by 2 percentage points, but still really good condition overall, comparatively speaking. So do we pay attention to it as far as market movement?
I'm not going to tie the two together. I'm not going to tie crop condition to market movement necessarily, but what I am going to say rather than a specific number is that yes, 95% of the U.S. corn and soybean crops currently rated fair or better, only 5% rated poor to very poor. That's a bigger factor on the corn complex right now because we have more of that up to look at. Soybeans, we still had about 6 million acres to plant as of Sunday the 16th. Undoubtedly, some progress made this week, but at much less of a concern. The bottom line is, yes, these crops look very good, but they look very good at the, going into mid-June, not into mid-July or mid-August. So we have a lot of growing season left in front of us. To see these ratings backpedal, 1 or 2 percentages isn't going to be a huge factor right now either. Simply from the fact a year ago, the corn crop was only rated 55% good to excellent, soybeans just 54%. So we're already well ahead of last year. Trade's going to expect a setback. If they continue, that's when the market will react.
Carl Setzer, Consus Ag Consulting. Carl's number, 989-506-1587. Again, the market's closed on Wednesday for the federal holiday. Back with a regular Thursday session. I'm Ian DeEubank, Hoosier Ag Today. Timely, relevant, credible.